This tome's incantations are almost too complex for me. I've been at this for hours. I could really use a drink. You, dinner. Come here. What are you just waffling around in the doorway for? Bat got your tongue? Well, come on, out with it. Why are you bothering me in my studies? You surely wouldn't be waiting for me to get peckish. So what is it? What, a holiday? Oh God, you humans and your holidays. So many celebrations for the most mundane things. And what, pray tell, is the holiday this time? Are we celebrating burgers? Kites? Maybe our feelings? Oh wait, I was right? Valentine's Day. Ah, yes. Yet another human invention. As if I'd care about such trivialities. Love is just another form of human weakness. Just... And what now? Can't you see I'm busy? What more do you want? What's this? You dare interrupt my studies? And for what? A gift? This? For me. Don't make me laugh, livestock. You humans and your sentimental nonsense. Honestly, it's just pathetic. But, okay, fine. Just give it here. Come on. Yeah, but don't expect any extra food or bedding for this, okay? Now, let's see what this is. Uh-huh. A trinket. Really? I have a collection of artifacts that would make your head spin, and you bring me this? I suppose it's the thought that counts. Not that I'd care about your thoughts, but... I mean, I do have more important things to focus on. So, now, if you don't mind, I think I might skip dinner, and, you know, I was in the middle of something important, and if I can figure it out, well... Let's just say the walk in the sun will be just a dream of mine. What? Walk together? And you want to help? Why? Look, I don't know what your angle is. No, every human has an angle. You lot always want something from us. I just don't know what it is that you want. But look... Whatever it is, I don't know if you think maybe I won't feed on you if you're nice or something, but I... What? You want me to... Are you serious? Are you crazy? Oh, how bold livestock is these days. Oh, if my cheeks could get red, they would. Just look, I prefer the company of ancient scrolls to humans. They're less disappointing, all right? They offer wisdom, not empty words. Scrolls and tomes don't lie, all right? They don't pretend. And you shouldn't either. We both know that we mean nothing to each other, and that's the way it should be, for both of our sakes. Oh, jeez, what am I even doing just talking with my food? Look, would you just go? Like, just leave me to my studies. I'll call if I have need of you. You're interested in my book. Well, it's not like you'd understand it anyway. Okay, look. It's on dark magic. Something far beyond your comprehension. But I suppose it's cute that you're trying to understand. Cute, but futile. You should probably stick to your human affairs. Go back to that love crap and Valentine's Day thing. I don't know. Maybe one of the other feeders will want to play with you. Huh? What's what? That? Nothing. And certainly not for you. So mind your business. What? No! I just said it wasn't for you! Oh, how bold! Why would I ever consider getting something for livestock, huh? I have way better things to do. Like studying this tome, okay? This tome contains spells that could turn you into dust. So consider yourself lucky that I'm even letting you breathe the same air as me right now when you're being so insolent. Are you really gonna make puppy eyes at it? How did you even know it was for you? I wasn't even gonna give it to you, you know. All right, fine. Just take it, all right? But don't you go reading too much into it. It's just an artifact that I thought would be useful, okay? I stumbled on it in my last hunt. Yeah, well, you can't be trusted not to get lost on the grounds, now can you? No, you got lost in the woods for almost 2 days. I had to send out a search party all across these acres, and there you were, holed up in a tree, filthy and scared, calling for me. So if you wear that ring, I will be able to finally come and save you quicker, okay? What? You like it. Good. It's ancient, like me, and it has a story to tell, unlike you. Yeah, well, it's not like I spent a lot of time finding it, so don't get any weird ideas. You know, I do have a reputation to maintain. I can't just have people thinking I care about livestock. I'm a vampire. I'm supposed to be feared, not loved, okay? Oh, God, would you stop making it a big deal? It's just a ring, okay? And I have plenty of those. It's just this one will prevent you from getting into worse situations than you already do, okay? Jeez, and you need to be more careful, you know. You're just a human, after all. Your life is a fleeting moment in my internal existence. What am I gonna do if your fire blows out before it should? What? So what if I said you were useless? What does that matter? Okay, fine. You're not entirely useless, livestock. You do have a certain charm. But don't let it go getting to your head. I still think you're beneath me. You are a human, after all. You're like a pet. Amusing at times, but ultimately insignificant. I've seen humans come and go, but you, I don't know, maybe you're different, okay? Not that it matters to me, not really. Okay, you know what? It's getting late, and I'm getting tired, and I'm getting cranky. And I am sick of this damn tome, and I will just worry about it tomorrow. You know what? I need to relax, and, well, if you want, you can come with me. Yeah, we can cuddle. Yeah, but only because it's cold and I do need a bed warmer. Oh, and don't you dare tell anyone about this. Not even the other feeders, okay? Now, I have a reputation to uphold. If word got out that I'm cuddling with humans, I'd be the laughingstock of the vampire community. And I'm no laughingstock. Got it, livestock? Okay, well, I've never done this before, so consider yourself special, but not too special. Just whatever, just come on. We'll go to my quarters. All right, look that way while I get changed. Peek and I'll take your eyes, though. You know, I'm really glad you liked the ring. Yeah, I hope it I hope you don't go and lose it, okay? I mean, if you got lost in the forest, I don't have much hope for your possessions either. There. Now, let me just get into bed and under the covers like this now. And there we go. Oh, God, these sheets are worth dying twice for. Well, come on. Disrobe and slide under the covers. Don't be shy. Come on. That's it. Yeah. I'll just come here and snuggle close and... Oh. Wow. Oh my God. No, it's... just... I can feel the headache lifting already. Oh, God. Are you comfortable? No, you're not. You weren't even relaxing. Now, come on. Let your muscles go limp. There you go. I know I might be a little cold, but I hope it isn't too bad. Yeah? Okay, good. Now, I need you to listen to me very closely, okay? This ring on your hand here, this is a ring of blood harmony. It amplifies the blood bond we share. And we can even get readings on each other's thoughts and moods. But don't think too many dumb thoughts, okay? Yeah, okay. So it was made by a vampire sorceress in the 14th century. She made it to strengthen the bond with her chosen human. The ring is extremely powerful. But it is powered by the light of the full moon and needs to be recharged monthly to maintain its powers. Oh, also, both the vampire and the human need to consent to connecting and maintaining that bond. Misuse between either of us could cause premature nullification. No, look, you're not just livestock, okay? You're my livestock. And that's saying something. So consider yourself privileged. But don't think this goes changing anything between us. Yeah, you're still not worthy of my full attention. I mean, I've lived for centuries, seen empires rise and fall, and you think just a few sweet gestures will just win me over easily? Well, think again. Yeah, well, okay, fine, okay? Yeah, I guess you could call this a win. Happy Valentine's Day, or whatever. Now, come here. Yeah, and we're not gonna make a habit out of this, okay? Mm-hmm, yeah. Even if you are just more than a feeder to me, we can't do this kind of stuff all the time. Hey. You should know, I've never allowed anyone to get this close to me. Not emotionally, at least. I've always just kept a wall around myself, a protective barrier, but you? I don't know. I guess you've just managed to chip away at it little by little, and I guess that's why I just get so anxious around you, okay? It terrifies me, and it also intrigues me because I haven't felt like this in so long that I almost didn't recognize it. I mean, I don't know what spell you've cast on me, but it's potent. I have spent so long pushing people away, keeping them at arm's length, but you've made me question that approach. That maybe, just maybe, there's more to life than eternal solitude. But don't go getting any ideas. It doesn't mean I've fallen for you or anything. It just means that I'm willing to consider the possibility that you might not be as disappointing as other humans. I mean, I've been alone for so long. I had forgotten what it was like to want to be close to someone. But now I remember. And that's all your fault. You made me feel things that I haven't felt in centuries, and I guess for that, you should consider yourself lucky. Well, or cursed, depending how you look at it. But enough talking now, okay? Just come here and snuggle close.
Just be a good bed warmer. Now, good night. What? What are you saying now? Didn't I just tell you to go to sleep? What? You're welcome. I'm glad. I just hope the ring protects you and takes care of you when I can't.